This episode of To the Journey is brought to you by Audible.com, offering more than 180,000 titles for smartphone, tablet, and desktop. To get a free audiobook of your choice and help Trek.fm at the same time, visit audibletrial.com/trekfm. And also by Enterprise in Space, an international program of the nonprofit National Space Society. Find out how you can help science and education and become a virtual crew member aboard the NSS Enterprise Orbiter by visiting enterpriseinspace.org. And if you want to join the conversation and share your thoughts on this episode, join the Babel Conference, our listeners group on Facebook. Just type B-A-B-E-L into the Facebook search field. We look forward to seeing you there.
This is Tim Russ, Lieutenant Commander Tuvok on Star Trek Voyager, and you're listening to Trek FM.
I think it's safe to say that no one on this crew has been more obsessed with getting home than I have. But when I think about everything we've been through together, maybe it's not the destination that matters. Maybe it's the journey. And if that journey takes a little longer, so we can do something we all believe in, I can't think of any place I'd rather be, or any people I'd rather be with.
To the journey.
You're here.
To the journey.
Hello, everybody at home, and welcome. This is To the Journey. I'm your co-host, Suzanne Williamson, and with me, as always, is...
Zachary Frueling.
Well, it's been a while, a few months, but here we are back again behind the mic. And I thought, perfect, just in time to release for Christmas. Why don't we do something lighthearted and fun? So I asked Zach, which episode do you want to do a commentary on? And he said...
I said, Mortal Coil, which doesn't sound like a very Christmassy episode.
Lighthearted and fun, let's kill Neelix.
It's the episode with Prixon in it.
But it's not lighthearted, it's not fun. It's not what I was looking for, but it was your choice, so here we go.
It's the anti-Christmas episode.
Okay. Well, I don't know about you, Zach, but I haven't seen Mortal Coil in probably a year, maybe more.
No, it's one of those episodes I tend to skip as well for some reason.
But I mean, usually once we pick something, I'll watch it in preparation. Yeah, I didn't do that.
I know for a fact you have podcasted underprepared.
We're flying blind tonight. We are flying blind.
Okay, I have a confession. I didn't watch it yet either. But we're going to do a commentary. We're going to watch it together, so it's okay.
I'm sorry, listeners, for what you're about to hear.
And we're sorry to ruin your holiday celebrations with a commentary on such a depressing episode of Voyager.
It is kind of depressing from what I remember.
We can still raise our glass and toast to a good Prixon, though.
Do we have to do the entire toast? Because I don't have that long to record tonight. That was a long toast.
Yeah, you have to do it from memory. It's a test.
Oh, heck no. I fail already.
Well, if you'd like to follow along with us, go ahead and queue up Mortal Coil in the media play of your choice. Netflix for me, or Amazon in the case of you, Suzanne. Or Blu-ray, or the streaming media player of your choice. DVD, if you happen to still have the old DVDs. We're going to give you a countdown in just a minute. We're going to do a 3-2-1 play. So go ahead and hit play in 3-2-1 play.
Neelix. Maybe he should hand out beers instead of coffee.
Monthly ops reports. That's a lot to report on.
Yeah, shouldn't it be like weekly or daily?
Semi-weekly? I don't know.
Oh, Chakotay, thank you for coming in to the mess hall. You've made the episode infinitely better already.
Neelix is like, yay, I get to go on an away mission. Yay.
Neelix has expertise in collecting samples.
Protomatter samples. Sounds like the Genesis device all over again.
I agree with Seven. That looks unacceptable. I don't think he cooked any of that.
Here, have some raw food.
And here's the first mention of your Prixen.
Yes, Merry Prixmas, everyone. From all of us at To the Journey and Trek FM.
Oh, Naomi.
I like Godfather Neelix putting Naomi to bed. I think that's adorable.
How did Seven not know about Naomi? I find that very hard to believe.
Well, this is season 4. We're still pretty early in Seven being on Voyager.
I know, but she would have, you know, found out that Ensign Wildman had a baby.
You think she would have memorized the crew manifest, too? That sounds like something Seven would do.
That is a really bad wig that Ensign Wildman is wearing. I have to point that out. That's a horrible wig.
Is that a wig?
Oh, come on. Look at it. That is a wig. I've worn enough wigs in my life. That is a wig. And a bad one.
Okay. I never noticed that. Not wearing a wig often myself. Although that's an interesting mental picture, isn't it?
I'm going to send you some wigs.
I kind of want Neelix to put me to bed at night.
No, thanks.
No, bedtime with Neelix isn't your thing?
No, bedtime with Chakotay is my thing.
Yes. I didn't mean to set you up for that one, but, you know, it is what it is.
Thank you, but I don't bump.
No problem. We'll be here all week. I like bedtime stories. Actually, I've said this a few times on To the Journey, but Voyager is like my bedtime story at night sometimes when I watch Voyager. So this is very meta.
So, Zach, when you're afraid to sleep, think of the Great Forest.
Oh, yeah, every night. I love that. Cylinder!
I don't think it's going to answer. But, okay.
It comes out of nowhere. He almost sings it. Cylinder, where are you?
She's like, why did you walk in my room? What do you want?
Yeah, like, knock first, Neelix. Come on. People never knock to come into the cargo bay. Notice that?
I did. You would think they'd at least set up a little privacy screen for her or something.
Or at least one of the door chimes.
Yeah.
Do, 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 do. You know.
Seven, you are correct. Neelix is a peculiar creature. Truer words were never spoken.
Yes, I am familiar with the Kazon. We assimilated a ton of those guys. All of the Kazon were unremarkable. Barely worthy of assimilation.
It's that hair. They had better hair. They might have assimilated them.
She's like, Talaxians, in contrast, are perfect for assimilation. We'll add your wardrobe distinctiveness to our own.
Okay. Why is Chakotay piloting the shuttle? Something is wrong here. Tom is sitting right there.
Yeah, that's strange, isn't it?
Did they forget Chakotay's record with shuttles?
What is an AMU? 10,000 AMUs on the transporter?
Is that like a gigawatt?
1.21 AMUs?
Great, Scott!
See, last time they ignited protomatter, they got the Genesis planet. They didn't wise up in the 75 years since then.
Well, maybe all that stuff is still classified, and they haven't read it yet.
So the container of protomatter is Christmassy. It's bright green.
That was more of a lime green, which I wouldn't call Christmas, but whatever. Okay, I love it that dead. It said tricorder sounding steady tone.
I have to say that is one of my favorite things about watching Voyager with the captioning on is the closed captioning of all the sound effects.
Oh, and here's the intro.
I was thinking, Suzanne, I hadn't actually watched a lot of Voyager while we weren't recording To the Journey, so this is the first time I've watched this intro in a little while.
Same here. I have not been watching any Star Trek lately. I don't know.
I watched some Deep Space Nine recently.
Nothing. I've been watching a lot of Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood, Super Y, and The Dinosaur Train.
Wait, Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood, like Mr. Rogers?
Yes. Yes. It's a spinoff from Mr. Rogers.
Oh, that's that animated one, right?
Yes.
Is it good? I'm a huge Mr. Rogers fan.
It is. Actually, it is really good, but there's a character on it whose name just bugs me. She's a little girl.
What is it?
She's a little girl, and she's in, like, school with all the other little children, Daniel and the owl and everybody. But her name is Miss Elena. Not Elena. Miss Elena.
Not Lady Elaine Fairchild? Like, it's...
That, I think it's her daughter.
Okay, that makes sense.
But still,
sure.
Why would they call her Miss Elena? That just drives me insane.
I don't know. I'll have to watch it one of these days. Yep, I'm a card-carrying Mr. Rogers Neighborhood fan. To talk about anything but Voyager while we're watching the Voyager credits for 60 seconds. Sorry, everyone. That was a bit of a tangent. And we're back.
Here we go.
Yeah, isn't this a very happy Christmas festive episode of Voyager, Suzanne?
You know? Yes.
Aren't you glad we picked this one?
No, there is no we. It was you. I wanted something fun and lighthearted. And you give me a dead Neelix.
I was just thinking Prixen. Give you a dead Neelix.
You forgot about dead Neelix in this?
No. I hadn't forgotten. I just, you know. I skipped this one.
Yeah, please, Tom, help Chakotay pilot that shuttlecraft. Or else you're all going to die.
It really gets off to a slow start. I know we just got past the credits, but already it feels like this episode is dragging.
That's because we haven't seen the captain yet.
Until now.
Bum, bum, bum. Why does she have to tell Tuvok to beam them directly to sickbay? Don't you think he'd know to do that already?
I suppose so. Protocol.
I think he would have done it.
I was saying, what are they going to do? Let him sit there in sickbay for a week while they mourn?
Oh, the elephants do that too. Elephants mourn their dead for about a week.
Actual elephants here in the real world?
Yeah.
Huh. They'll, I didn't know that.
They'll run their trunks along the body and caress different areas, and like they're committing them to memory. Hmm. Elephants are amazing.
Here's your zoology lesson of the week here on To the Journey. Nanoprobes. Is this one of the first instances of the overuse of nanoprobes in Voyager?
I think it is, but also Seven should have stopped and thought about not if she could, but if she should.
Oh, don't be harsh on Neelix. He's dead. Be nice. No, don't speak ill of the dead.
No, I was trying to bring Jurassic Park into it.
Oh, okay. I understand. I thought you were bashing Neelix after the fact.
I'm sorry, you're the one that wanted to see the episode where he died.
Post-mortem. Post. Yeah.
Why does the doctor look mortified?
Well, someone just died, so he's literally mortified.
Dude. Okay.
Come on, you missed me, Suzanne. Admit it.
Yeah, a little bit. The dad jokes. Yeah, I miss the dad jokes. But if they could do this with Neelix and resuscitate him, why didn't they do this in season 7 with a certain person that shouldn't have died?
Who do you mean? Oh, you mean Joe Carey.
Yes, why didn't they do this with Joe? Come on.
I don't know.
That's messed up.
She was still... She still didn't want to go to lunch with him.
Ah, 7 and the doctor working together.
I love the closed captioning. Doctor sighing.
Like they had to say that. We'll like 7 would ever sigh.
Biobed beeping.
Neelix convulsing.
Okay, I'm gonna read all the special effects closed captioning. That's the new thing. Every time I see one, I'm gonna say it. Neelix gasping deeply. Grunting softly. Can't you just feel the action, Suzanne?
Why is it soft grunting? Why?
He's alive. Definitely, with the thing coming off the side of his head, it looks very Frankenstein, doesn't it?
If only they made his hair more like the Bride of Frankenstein. That would have been great.
Oh, I look like death warmed over this morning. I need some coffee.
Dead.
And there was nothing, Neelix.
Dead.
Death is a void. Death is nothingness. This is a seriously existential episode of Voyager.
Thanks, Zach. This is what I wanted for Christmas.
Problem.
Not.
No, you have to live in the moment, right? That's the lesson here. You now have a body full of nanoprobes. Don't you feel great?
Thanks.
Make a skin crawl. She's like, can I have my nanoprobes back now that you're alive again? Please, Neelix?
Would you really want them back after they've been in Neelix?
Well, they've been modified, right? What happens to the nanoprobes after he's alive again? Are they necessary to keep him alive? Do they
get expelled in some way? I think like the white blood cells would consume them after a while.
Is it like passing a kidney stone? Like what's the...
Or they just break down into nothing. How does it work?
They're little machines. How do they break down?
Your blood.
Your biodegradable nanoprobes?
Your blood.
I think we just found the title of this episode, Biodegradable Nanoprobes. Oh, didn't get the proto-matter.
You died for nothing! Nothing!
And then there was nothing. Nothing!
Okay, why is the captain walking like that? Has she got a crick in her back or something? Because that's how I walk when, like, I wake up on the wrong side of the bed.
It might just be the shoulder pads, but it looks like her shoulders are, like, she's super tense. Like, her shoulders are way up by the base of her skull.
She's a linebacker! Yeah, I haven't seen shoulder pads that big since the Golden Girls.
I gotta admit, I was always team shoulder pads. I thought it was a good look, but
I remember wearing shoulder pads. Detachable ones that you could add to different outfits.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yes.
Dramatic theme playing. No, I always liked the shoulder pad look. I don't know why. I just grew up with it, so.
Yeah, no. It was not a good look.
Throw a fanny pack in there and we're...
Oh, dude.
Certainly in the 90s.
Dude, so. How old are you?
Getting older every day.
Alexia, why weren't you there?
I have a youthful zest for life, though. Just like Neelix does after his near-death or actual death experience. People do fear death.
Yes.
I like the idea of an existential Borg being afraid of death.
Did we ever see one? I guess
being
Hugh.
Afraid of death?
Hugh, I guess.
Was Hugh afraid to die?
He was more human than Seven is. So I guess so.
He did kind of humanize pretty easily compared mm-hmm. to Seven, that's true. We never really learned what species he was, though, right? He wasn't human.
No, I don't think we did.
Presumably.
Who knows?
Maybe our friends over in Earl Grey know the answer to that one. Beeps! Sorry, reading the closed captioning. Told you I was going to do it. Dramatic theme playing. There's a lot of dramatic theme in this.
Now, do you really think Chakotay's going to Holodeck 2 to create a simulation, or is he just going to go fishing? Or something?
Yeah, I gotta go to the Holodeck again. I need to adjust the thingy wicket and, the power coupling and the
other thing. I need to see why Neelix died with the simulation.
Why do you have your tackle box, Chakotay?
No reason.
Never mind that.
Nothing to see here. Oh my gosh, it's two Neelixes.
He gets to watch himself die. This is trippy.
Why are there not two Chakotays?
Sorry, I have to read the thing.
Because my brain couldn't handle it. That's why.
Yeah, it's just Neelix, right?
Yeah, it's
Where is Chakotay? Where's the real Chakotay?
The real Chakotay is sitting in the chair, I presumed.
Wait, that is the real Chakotay. That's not holograph Chakotay.
Yeah, that's real. That is real Chakotay.
Everyone kind of wonders how they're going to die someday, right? Don't you wonder that sometimes, Suzanne?
Not really.
It's going to be a surprise. I don't think I spent a lot of time thinking about it.
It's going to be a surprise. Well,
if you're conscious for it, right? I kind of hope I'm conscious for it. You know, of all the things to miss, you don't want to miss your own demise.
Oh, I don't know. Depending on what it is. If I'm hit by a bus, I don't want to be conscious for that.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I have mixed thoughts about this. Like, I sort of envision like dying in a plane crash kind of thing.
That's really morbid.
At least you get to be, you know, that sort of 10 or 15 seconds before you're going to die where it's like, here it comes, you know, and then that's it.
Brace for impact.
Brace for impact, yes. Okay, if I'm going to make a commitment to myself right now. If I am ever perishing in a plane crash, I am going to say brace for impact right before I die. To everyone on the plane.
I will
brace
somehow for impact. Hear it across the miles.
It'll be very dramatic, you know, with some dramatic theme music playing, hopefully. Just like we have in Voyager here, this episode. Oh. I would hope the captain of the plane would say brace for impact or something to that effect.
You would think.
Okay, I feel bad we're not really commenting on all this great stuff going on in the episode.
Well, no, because I feel really bad
for
Neelix.
This is great stuff. Like, I died. Why do you feel bad for Neelix?
Because
of his crisis of faith?
Everything that he believed in, he was taught. None of it happened.
Maybe he wasn't dead enough. He was only mostly dead.
What have you got to live for? True love.
Come on, Neelix. Gotta live for true love, buddy.
He clearly said to Blave.
You could live for this buffet. This buffet looks pretty good. Oh, a mellow theme is playing this time.
What is in at the buffet? Oh, look at who the captain was hanging out with. Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
People continue chatting indistinctly, according to the closed captioning.
Mine just said conversation continues.
Mine said people chatting indistinctly. Really? Yours is closed caption different than mine?
It is.
Wow. Chatting ceases. Does yours say that?
No.
Oh, mine's better than yours.
Whatever. Oh, here comes the giant speech.
Come on, Suzanne. Do it. Do it. Do it.
I can't do it as well as Tuvok. No one.
Father,
can.
Mother, sister, brother. Father's father, father's mother, father's brother, mother's brother. Fav?
Yeah, the look on Captain Suffice Janeway's say, face is all of us right
the
now.
The list is extensive. I love Tuvok's like, I'm not reading this whole thing. You'd think Tuvok, if anyone, would read the whole thing.
You would think, yeah. Possibly the episode would be, you know, a two-parter then. Because with the list being extensive, it would go probably another half hour.
So while we're talking about afterlife and other happy things, do you kind of anticipate and hope there's an afterlife? Or are you in the there's nothing after death camp?
I am in the reincarnation camp.
Really? Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Which, if you ever watch my absolute favorite movie, you'll kind of understand me a little better.
Wait, am I supposed to know what your favorite movie is?
It's Dead Again.
See, I haven't watched that.
I know, like nobody's watched it. It's from the 90s with Emma Thompson, Kenneth Branagh, and it deals with reincarnation.
You can put that on the list.
It is on the list. It is already there. Chakotay looks really good in that outfit, I just have to say. Just
it's
throwing that out there.
It's a well-tailored outfit.
The colors.
I kind of want an outfit like that.
The colors look really good on
you. You like that, the neutral, the different beige tones?
Mm-hmm. But then also the captain looks amazing in her blouse. Their outfits
like
complement
the little,
each other.
I like the embroidery around the collar, actually.
That is very pretty.
We don't get to see the captain dressing down all that much, other than like in a nightgown in her quarters, but like just casually around the ship.
Hey, I don't mind the nightgown in the quarters. That's nice.
No one minds that. That's my point. But we don't get to see her in anything other than her uniform and a nightgown once in a while. And this blouse, apparently.
Oh, there's that wig again.
Oh, and the thing she wears on the holodeck, of course, you know, when she's cosplaying on the holodeck.
When she's Jane Eyre wannabe.
Yes, Janeway Eyre. Oh, there's Samantha in her wig. You've ruined Samantha Wildman for me forever.
Her hair doesn't always look like that. Sometimes it looks nice. That is, I don't know, maybe she was having a bad hair day and they just said, wear this.
It doesn't move enough, you're right. Like, the front of it doesn't move naturally. Aw, what would Naomi have done if Neelix had actually died?
Well, what would Samantha have done? I mean, she's got nobody else to pawn her daughter off on when she's having issues.
She's like, oh man, now I have to read the bloody stories.
I have to hang out with Flotter. No!
No!
Okay, I have to admit, this Naomi is adorable.
Yeah.
She is just too cute.
I have to say, Neelix is really good at this. Like, he's good at being a godfather, but he's just great with Naomi.
It might bring back memories of his sister, Alexia. Because she was younger than him.
Maybe, I hadn't thought about that. Yeah, okay, that's a good, good point. Just a silly old story.
Oh.
Poor Neelix.
He needs a hug. Definite shout out to Mr. Phillips, who did an amazing acting job in this episode. Because you can see the despair and heartache behind all of that makeup in his eyes. It's just right there.
He had said that this was one of his favorite episodes.
Yeah, because I just want to cuddle Neelix, be like, it's going to be okay. Just squeeze him.
I thought 7 of 9 wanted a midnight snack here for a second. Nope, she just wanted to take a reading.
Are those peaches? Beeping. Those look like peaches.
I thought I saw some really big Brussels sprouts earlier.
Oh, gosh, that'd be amazing. I love Brussels sprouts.
Oh, me too. Yeah. So he does need the nanoprobes to continue to live.
Just like Kes's lung.
I forget. Yeah, is it permanent, though? Does he have nanoprobes from then on out in Voyager, or do they purge the nanoprobes at some point?
I still think that they break down and decompose.
Why can't I remember this?
Just like, your blood isn't the same blood you always have.
Yeah, but nanoprobes can't be made of biodegradable stuff, can they? Maybe they are. I don't know. In this 24th
Why not?
Century.
Because the Borg are, half like being and half technology. Why not?
Gasping. Dramatic theme playing. Groaning.
Uh-oh.
Sorry, and instruments beeping. Beep, beep, beep. Gasps. So it's much more dramatic to read this. Choking.
You need more nanoprobes.
Who knew that Netflix did such a better job closed captioning than Amazon?
Why is Janeway giving everybody the side eye like they should have predicted this was going to happen?
Well, when you put some Borg nanoprobes in a Talaxian, you never know what's going to happen.
It's like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. Counselor Chakotay.
Plunge the knife into my chest. Oh, wait, sorry. Wrong death ritual.
Akuchimoya.
It's more of a Klingon thing. Bring me my fur fly. Quick.
Okay, now, I hate to admit, but every time I hear Akuchimoya, I have to giggle because it has the word coochie in there, like coochie-coo. Coochie-coo. Akuchimoya.
Okay. I always heard of cappuccino. A cappuccino. We are far from the espresso machines of our forefathers. Oh, yes. I forgot we had the medicine bundle.
How could you forget?
Man,
you can't have a Gucci Moya without it.
I'm going to make one. We totally dropped the ball. We were going to call Robert Beltran and ask him if he would come onto the journey and make a medicine bundle with us.
Oh, yes.
We need to do that.
I want to do that, although I'll just be distracted, well, you know, talking to him. I won't.
Well,
get
do
my
it, name. Suzanne. If you ask him, he might say yes. If I ask him, he'll think I'm a crazy stalker.
No,
fan,
he'll think so. I'm the crazy stalker. He's been warned about me.
Yes. Someone out there has warned him about you. Beeping. Seriously, I kind of think a medicine bundle is a good idea, and I'm going to totally make one. With or without you, with or without Robert Beltran.
No, we have to make it with him. It's more symbolic that way.
Okay.
Because then we can say it's Chakotay approved. Akuchi Moya.
We are far from the bone china of our ancestors. We're being awfully irreverent. This is a great episode. It's very moving, actually. I don't know why I tend to skip this one. It's actually a really good episode, and I'm thoroughly enjoying it.
I just don't know why you picked it for Christmas. Come on, dude.
Because of Prixen. That's all. That's the only reason I told you.
Now, this kind of reminds me of Coda.
He's trying to ask Amazon a question. Alexa? Alexa?
Elixia.
Oh, sorry. What's the weather today, Alexa?
What's on my calendar? Alexa, play Jeopardy.
Cue up electronic Cottiscott, would you, Alexa? No time for that now. You'll be assimilated. No time, no time. I'm late. I'm for a very important date.
Okay, when I said the Alexa thing, it heard me in the other room and it turned on.
Wow, really?
Yes, and it's playing Jeopardy right now.
Really?
Yes. Oh, wow.
Wow, that thing works well.
It does.
Can't get anything over on Alexa.
I can't believe I did that.
The great forest is a lie. I like this scene. Anytime you get the diffused lighting, you know something serious is going on.
It is. Even with his sister, he looks so sad.
He does. The closed captioning indicated this was Naomi's voice.
It did on mine as well.
Oh, good. Good, good.
Oh, ah. That was totally like...
Thunder rumbles.
Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade.
Yeah, absolutely. And
she chose poorly.
Star Trek Nemesis when the Romulan falls against the floor in the Senate chamber.
Yes. Which were you watching Jeopardy the other night?
No, I haven't watched Jeopardy in like 25 years.
Dude. Final Jeopardy question.
Dude, what? Yeah.
I got it right. The answer was Romulans. And of course I had to scream it out.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That's awesome. Romulans! Stop breathing down my neck, Suzanne. It's a lie. It's all a lie.
No.
No, I literally haven't watched Jeopardy in such a long time. Am I missing? Is it still Alex Trebek?
It is still Alex Trebek.
Well, that's good.
He's
that's
not retiring.
Creates
he's going through
a sense of stability. Yeah, he's like the Dick Clark of the game show world, sure.
Well, why does Seven keep moving from station to station? Shouldn't she be able to pull up everything on one station?
I suppose so. In the 90s, they hadn't really captured this idea that you would use one device for everything. So they have a bunch of pads and a bunch of control panels, and they each are very specialized. They don't have space iPhones, apparently, in the 24th century, where you just do everything from one device.
No, they have Androids.
Space Androids, excuse me. Yes. Good one.
You got it. I made a dad joke.
I know. I'm proud of you. I've taught you well.
Oh, man. I like how she cuts him off. It's like, your point?
Your point, Neelix. Tuvok would say that too. Your point, Mr. Neelix.
Yeah.
Until I actually die, I'll be around, that is. Door opens, closes. He seems to be finding a lot of meaning in life by moving the furniture around like some people do in real life.
Everybody has to straighten the chairs. What is he brushing away? There was nothing there.
No, space dust.
How dare he stand up Chakotay?
I know.
I would never do that.
Leave the man alone, Chakotay. Let him process stuff in his own time. He's like, we're supposed to be discussing your progress, Neelix.
I took you on a vision quest, didn't I?
Wow, he's taking this awfully seriously. I will force my culture on you, Neelix.
No, Neelix forced himself into his culture. Chakotay's just trying to follow up.
Leave me alone, Chakotay.
What is with the breakaway apron?
I don't know.
I don't have any breakaway aprons. I have to tie mine like a schlub.
Well, you never know what's going to go wrong in the kitchen. It's like a breakaway cat collar.
Breakaway pants.
Right. No, that's for the bedroom, not the kitchen. Sorry. I have to say, in this case, the closed captioning kind of ruined the moment here. Goodbye, everyone. Computer beeps.
Beepity.
More beeping. Lots of beeping in this episode. Beep, 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 beep.
I'm sorry, were his shoes blue?
Console beeping. Here we go. Yep. Oh, this time it's Ensign Kim's console beeping. Oh, now Chakotay is making beeps. Is he beaming himself into space? Is that what he's doing? Is he committing suicide?
Those are blue shoes. Yeah, he's committing suicide, yes.
He's back. Suspenseful theme playing. Oh, more beeping. Going back where I belong. He's bluffing. This is a cry for help.
I don't know. He's He's punching that thing pretty
hard.
You think
he really pushed the button? I don't know. I haven't seen beeping on the closed captioning yet. I'm not buying it.
Oh, come on. The crew would never tell you that.
Having known a couple of people that have committed suicide, this is actually sadder than we're making it out to be. It's like, Neelix, there's got lots of life ahead, buddy. Don't do it, man.
No matter what you're going through.
Exactly. Good advice. There. No matter what you're going through.
There's someone there that will help you.
Pick yourself up and keep on going. That's half the battle. Tomorrow is always fresh with no mistakes in it. There's some Anne of Green Gables wisdom for you.
I still haven't watched that.
Really? I sent you the DVDs and you didn't watch them? That was months ago. Miss, oh yeah, I'll watch it while I'm working.
No, because I'm working. I can't. I work two jobs during the day.
Don't
my regular job
life,
and
Alex.
Watching the kid. That's two jobs.
Even the Borg knows you're supposed to stay alive, Neelix.
Exactly.
Even our Borg, I love the way he says that.
What about Naomi? What about Naomi?
Okay, you're right. That's a wig.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he's like guilt tripping him into not committing suicide.
I think Chakotay could handle monsters in the replicator, but that's just my thoughts.
Probably. I love that the closed captioning said gulps right about the time you took a sip of your beer. It's like you were being closed captioned.
They made sure you didn't miss it. It was an important gulp.
Gulp. Aw, Neelix has got his spunk back here.
What is that thing?
Neelix is a good role model.
Is that an ape? What is that?
I couldn't really tell. Really, I'm impressed with Neelix's godfathering skills here. He's a good role model.
He is. How is she supposed to sleep with all that light above her head?
Yeah, how do they do that in Star Trek in general? Don't the lights ever go out in the quarters?
Yeah, that's annoying. It's like, I need some nighttime. Shut it off.
Meanwhile, back in the forest.
The Great Forest.
Well, it was like a puppet of Alf for a second.
Okay, is this where Flotter Gordon shows Shumway. Up? Because this looks like Flotter's forest.
I was just thinking, are we back to Flotter?
Oh, and there we go.
Well, you know.
End of the episode.
What did you think? Was that worthy of a Christmas episode?
I still don't think it's a Christmas episode, dude. No matter if you want to push pricks in and everything. No. It's depressing for a Christmas episode.
Not by the end of the episode.
You know Neelix is still going through stuff, so yeah, nothing is really resolved.
It seemed like he was okay by the end of the episode, I thought. But
no, he's not okay. You just don't go from being suicidal to okay in 15 seconds.
That's true. That's very true.
So next time we record, can we try and do something a little lighthearted? Because, yeah, we need to.
I didn't mean to bum you out with my pick for a commentary here.
I was just looking for lighthearted and fun, and you gave me dead Neelix.
It's because you're not toasting your ancestors.
Is that my problem? Is that where I went wrong?
Yeah. Ugh.
Okay.
Suzanne's mother's mother, Suzanne's mother's father, Suzanne's father's mother, Suzanne's father's father, Suzanne's father's mother's brother's uncle.
Needless to say, the list is extensive.
Yes.
Well, it's been fun talking about Prixen in a roundabout way. But this isn't the only thing we've been discussing on the network. So here's a quick look at some of the other things you may have missed elsewhere on Trek FM.
Previously on Trek.fm, Earl Grey.
Well, I have a question. Why is Worf late for duty? Was that because of the particle? They weren't even there yet.
It's because of puberty and you know, how kids
sleep extra
they
long?
Sleep more during puberty.
Yeah, that was the idea.
Basically, okay. Biological needs. They require more energy sort of thing.
Okay. All right. I didn't understand that one part. I was like, what's going on? Okay. Thank you.
Because I used to get yelled at all the time at that age, too.
Richard, wake up.
Yeah.
Primitive culture. A look at history and culture through Star Trek.
And how we treat our criminals is almost kind of a sign of what kind of society we are. And that's the kind of this sort of message of past tense is basically Sisko is saying that things have to get worse before they get better. But this is a sign of what humanity used to be like.
Standard orbit.
I feel really awful because, like, the Omega Glory is quite possibly my least favorite episode of Star Trek ever. And I mean, Shades of Grey exists. I really, really, really dislike it. And the reason that I dislike it is because it's a lot of, like, the stuff that I associate with the worst excesses of Roddenberry.
The Edge, a Star Trek Discovery podcast.
He says to Giorgio, my place is no longer here, in a very somber tone. But then the narration of him goes, I saw hope in the stars. It was stronger than fear. And I went toward it. And it's one of the greatest Star Trek lines of all times.
And that's what else is happening on Trek.fm.
Check out all these shows and join the conversation about your favorite corner of the Star Trek universe and beyond. You'll find us wherever you get your podcasts. If you're an Apple user, be sure to hit the subscribe button in Apple Podcasts on iPhone, iPad, or Apple TV. Or the desktop iTunes app to get the latest episodes as soon as they're published. Also, please leave us a star rating and written review. If you're not an Apple user, we've got you covered as well. You can find our shows on Google Play Music, Stitcher, TuneIn, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Windows Phone, in most third-party apps, and you can also stream and download the MP3 file from our website or grab the RSS link.
Well, we'd love to hear your thoughts on today's episode, and there are many ways for you to share your thoughts with us. The best place to join in the larger conversation with us is the Babel Conference, our listeners group on Facebook. Just type Babel, that's B-A-B-E-L, into the search field on Facebook, and it should come right up. If you'd like to send us an email, you can use the form on our website at trek.fm/contact. Choose Message to a Trek FM Show and select To the Journey. That will come right to us. You can also find the network on Twitter at TrekFM and on Facebook at facebook.com/TrekFM. Well, speaking of contact information, Suzanne, when you're not busy falling asleep to bedtime stories with Chakotay, where can our listeners find you on the interwebs and around the TrekFM network?
You know I'm not falling asleep, right?
It's going to be a long night. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, yeah. Well, you can find me on Twitter. My handle is KJaneWay8, and I'll occasionally pop up in the Babel Conference. And Zach, when you're not collecting proto-matter and that special little cylinder that you have, where can our listeners find you on the interwebs?
Well, you can find me elsewhere on Trek.fm as co-host of MetaTrek's Trek FM show on Star Trek and philosophy. You can always find me in the Babel Conference if you'd like to talk about Voyager with me in there, and you're welcome to follow me on Twitter. My handle is just my name, at Zachary Fruhling. That's Zachary, Z-A-C-H-A-R-Y, Fruhling, F-R-U-H-L-I-N-G.
If you'd like to help us keep all of our shows coming to you each week, you can become a patron of the network on Patreon. Visit patreon.com/trekfm. That's patreon.com/trekfm to get all the details. Perks include early access to episodes, exclusive content, producer credits, and more. All available through our special patrons website, the Patron Zone. It requires a great deal of money to produce, host, and distribute these shows each month. We really appreciate any support you can give us, and hope you'll join the team. Again, you'll find all the details at patreon.com/trekfm.
There are a few people from around the network we'd like to thank and acknowledge. We'd like to thank C. Brian Jones, the founder and publisher of Trek.fm, whose body is literally riddled with nanoprobes. Our executive producers, Matthew Rushing and Kenneth Tripp, Aaron Harvey, our art director, Richard Marquez, our production manager, and Brandon Shea Mutala, our Patreon manager. And a special thank you and a shout out to our five associate producers here on To The Journey. We'd like to thank Bruce Lish, Ju Kim, Richard Marquez, Patrick Carlin, and Norman Lau. Thank you very much for your support of Trek.fm and To The Journey.
Well, join us next time where we will explore the intricacies of wigs and shoulder pads. But until then, this has been To The Journey.